Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, well, well. Aren't we just back?
We haven't been anywhere.
Yeah, but we're back.
Okay. I've just noticed on top of this is episode 67.
Yeah? We've been going for 67 episodes.
67 episodes worth of...
They're flying up the charts.
I do not know. Flying up the charts. Welcome to Staying Relevant, a podcast hosted by King of the Jungle, Samuel Robert De Courcy Thompson, and
Hello.
His hairy little sidekick, Peter James Witts.
Jonathan Joseph.
He's not here. Jonathan Joseph isn't here.
But what we have found out is that Pete actually called Peter, was christened Peter. Yeah, but never uses it.
No, unless I've done something wrong. So yeah, it's just Pete.
Just Pete.
Fun. Just Pete. And Sam's actually not a Samuel.
Just a Sam.
He is just a Sam.
6-7 episodes gone and we've run out of things to say.
So it feels like spring, which is good, outside.
No, we can't. The weather's great.
Right, there will be swearing in this episode. If you don't like it, go f*** yourself. I may be drinking. I may not. I haven't yet decided. I think not. Let's go with not.
Come on, Pete. Look at him becoming a better version of himself.
Yeah. Make sure you follow us on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, and Snappy C at Staying Relevant Podcast. Rate, review, subscribe, follow, do all of that sort of shit. So help us.
Help us help you.
Yes, help us help you. So this is obviously main episode, so that means this is Monday. This will be out on Friday on YouTube, and then Thursdays will be out on Sunday. So that is Monday, Thursday, Friday,
Sunday.
And just Sam?
Monday, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday.
There you go. Job done. Happy days. Crack up.
So this is quite a good episode. Lots happened, you see.
Oh, before we do that, sorry. Because we need to do that on every episode now because...
the live show.
Yes, the live show. We need your help. A lot like the listeners' questions and fucking all that crap that we do on a Thursday. We need all of that crap for the live shows. Some places, there are lots and lots and lots of stories because some places are obviously more full of wrong-uns than others. But we need the places that don't feel like they're wrong-uns to be wrong-uns for a night. Come on stage and tell us your stories and you may win a prize. I'll be honest with you, we don't know what that is and it'll be shit, but you may win something, you may not.
One of Pete's teeth.
I don't have enough to give out for 10 shows, so I'll keep them. But yeah, we need you. So if you could write into stayingrelevant@insanityhq.com with any stories for the live shows, if you are coming, that would be fabulous.
What I think is really important, and it needs to be said, is that Pete again has his ankles out, which I just love. And I just, oh, hello, just pulled up the trousers. Fucking hell, one of our cameramen just looked away. He panicked. Pete doesn't have all that much tattoo coverage on his ankle, and it just feels weird. Look at that one. That's just a plain leg. That's just Pete's. No, turn it round. No one will see that bit. That bit. Get that foot away.
Oh.
On the left foot. Look at that. That's what Pete looks like with a plain leg. I know, mental. But yeah, I just thought it was quite important to say that. Pete's got his ankles out, and we love it. We love it. We should do more. Free Pete's ankle is what I say.
Weird. So, Samuel.
Hello, sir.
How are you?
I'm very, very well, thank
you. Wonderful.
Back
from what have you been up to?
Well, I have been... Well, what have I been up to, actually?
You've been on holiday. Great.
Do you know what? I walked around in a bathrobe quite a bit. That felt quite nice. Oh, do you know what I did do?
No.
I got loads of massages, but I did get a semi. Yeah. And I panicked because it's Dubai. And you just don't know that kind of vibe. And it was so bad because, you know, you wear those little pants.
But I doubt they noticed.
No, she did, because she then turned me back over. And I've never had that before. She turned me over. It's not that I got a semi, but something happened. I don't know what it was. And then she was just like, and she's like, turn me over after 10 minutes.
What do you mean you don't know if it was a set? Like, it either was or it wasn't.
No, it was.
Were you hard?
No, I wasn't.
But you were like...
It was just, because those pants are very profound. They're very small. And so you can see every little change. And I don't know what happened, but she flipped me back over and I went, that is the most embarrassing thing I've ever had in my entire life.
Did you make it awkward?
No, I pretended like I was asleep. She went, turn over, oh, sorry, what? Oh, God, sorry, I just turned over. And Zorro, as I came out, went, was that a good one? And the woman was right next to me. I was like, yeah, really, really, really nice. And I could just see her looking at me going, you know, there's nothing you can do. And I was just like, oh, God, because I haven't had a massage in so long. Mm. I'm going red. And yeah, I was just really embarrassed by it.
So so you went to Dubai for a week in the sun and a bit of rain.
That was so bad.
Yeah, which was lovely. And all you've got to tell us about is the time that you got a hard on.
I just thought it was quite interesting because I've never had that from a massage. I just thought it was like a thing people talk about. Like, oh, imagine if it happens.
Does Zara know you got hard?
No, I didn't tell her.
Oh, wonderful. Well, she'll enjoy listening.
She's coming in later, right? She as well.
Oh, wonderful. I'll be the first to tell her. Don't worry.
Because it was a semi though. It wasn't a full blowner.
Cool. You've also been to the races this week.
I have been to the
races. With Josie. Presumably that was for this morning.
Oh, Zara told me something I need to tell you. She was like, tell them about the time where you couldn't sleep. And so I'm going to hear me. Here is me telling you about the time I couldn't sleep. I got insomnia.
Strap in.
I got insomnia in Dubai. I've never had it before. And it nearly broke us up, actually. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if you've ever had not being able to sleep before, right? But it's fucking awful. It's the worst thing in the world.
This is how well Sam knows me, all right? I have struggled with my sleep since I was a child and sleep maybe 3-4 hours a night. And Sam has
that's what I was doing!
And Sam's just asked me if I've ever struggled.
But it was really, really hard.
Despite the fact that I whinge about it on a daily basis.
It was so horrible, mate. I couldn't sleep, right?
You're the worst work wife. You don't listen to me.
So there was 4 hours time frame, so it wasn't even that bad. But I cried.
What?
I couldn't get to sleep and I cried. And Zara turned around and went, are you weeping? And I was doing it. And I was literally like, this is a low moment. I don't know what happened to me. It was like the third night I couldn't sleep. So the first night, didn't get to sleep till 5 a.m. And then Zara likes to wake up and seize the day. She's a seize the dayer. And so, like, obviously, I'd only had like 4 or 3 or 4 hours sleep.
Yeah, fine.
Had the exact, no, it's not though. Happened the exact same thing the next night. And then on the third night, I didn't sleep at all. And I just sat on the end of the bed. I went, and she literally turned around and went, you know, I'm not asleep either. And I was like, yeah, but you've had some sleep. And she went, are you weeping at the side of the bed? And I went, what if I am?
Let's delve into this then. What do you think was it that made you struggle to sleep for the first time in your
She went, do you
years?
Want me to go and sleep outside? And I was like...
But what was the problem? Why couldn't you sleep?
I don't know. I panicked. I got in my own head and then I started just freaking out and sweating and like then the adrenaline was going and I was like looking at my phone going, well, if I get to sleep now, then that means I have like at least 4 hours sleep before I have to wake up and Zara sees the day. And then like, and it just got really bad. I'm a thrasher, right? And so I'm thrashing from left to right and I could just hear Zara going...
It's not a shark attack. It's just sleep.
But then Zara turns around and you know when you can tell that she's like doesn't want to show me that she's awake because she doesn't want to talk about it. And so I'm almost tactically being loud just so she can wake up.
Oh, you're such a selfish person.
And so she can face it. And she eventually goes, oh, for God's sake. You know, and you can hear it. She's like, fuck. It's like 3 a.m. She goes, fuck's sake. And like turns around. And then I went, what? And she didn't say anything. And I was like, I know you're awake and I really want to talk to you about the fact that I can't sleep, but I couldn't. And it nearly broke us up. We had a massive argument about it.
I'm not surprised. And to be honest,
but she wouldn't understand my pain.
Sam, it's a pain. Like, people deal with that day. I deal with it every day of my life.
I've called you before when I can't sleep.
Yes. Yes, you have. And what did I say to you then?
Grow up.
Grow up, fuck off.
No, but I genuinely thought I was dying. I then started, when I was weeping, I can't use the words weep.
Yeah, but I can imagine you just sat there and you're fucking... Were you naked?
She had to tickle my forehead. Well? Yeah, I was.
Oh, God. Sat on the end of the bed weeping like a child because you were a little bit tired.
I thought I was never going to sleep again.
Yeah, well, it must have been really tough. Like, people... When you have, like, a lot going on in your life and you're in a five-star hotel in Dubai on holiday enjoying...
But that was the problem.
It's really hard to deal with and it becomes very overwhelming. We've all been there, haven't we, on five-star holidays in Dubai.
But that was the issue.
Business class and it is a struggle. It's a lot for anyone to deal with, so I understand your pain.
No, it was really, really bad. And I said to her, what if I never sleep again? And I went, do you mind just for like 10 minutes just stroking my forehead? So Zara's there at like 5 a.m. going, fucking hell, I'll stroke my forehead. And she would turn away and I went, that wasn't 10 minutes. Maybe stroke it a little bit more. And then it was the most, like, if she wanted to go and shag someone else on that trip, I probably would have understood. You know, when you're literally, I woke up in the morning and went, that was...
I mean, that would be something to not sleep about. But
I woke up and went, I feel so emasculated right now. And it was just, yeah, it was really, really tough. And then it rained the next day.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Do you think that was because of your non-sleep? Yeah. Do you think that's...
I didn't realise they make it rain. And then
it's raining because I didn't sleep. I knew this had happened. Is that what you were worried about?
It was really bad. Oh, I was sat at the end of the bed going...
Pathetic, pathetic you.
And I said to Zara afterwards, I went, did you enjoy that holiday? Just because I wanted her to be like, yeah, I did. And she was like, yeah, it was all right.
Is it the first time you've been to Dubai?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
Lovely gaff, lovely hotel and stuff. It's just big. There's just a lot of stuff there, and like,
do you feel refreshed?
I do actually, yeah, because I actually really enjoyed the last couple of days when I sort of like eased into it a little bit and managed to sleep a bit. The last 2 days got a bit, yeah,
good.
That's when I had the massage.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So we've also had loads and loads of people ask us about the live tour and whether or not we are going to be doing episodes for those that are not coming to the live tour. And we are.
In between the tour for all the gossip.
As you can see, Sam really has his finger on the pulse for what is happening in the Staying Relevant podcast world. But yes, Sam, we will be doing episodes.
Do I have a tan just before we move on?
Absolutely not.
Are you joking?
No.
Oh my God, I think I do.
I think you're whiter than when you went.
Shut up. I think I have a tan. Look, watch this.
Yeah, but that's because that below the pant line is almost transparent.
And then, look at this. There, because I burnt here, you see. So what happens with me is I burn in places. So like I put... So
you're not tanned.
Don't say it like that.
Like you're not.
I am a little bit.
No, you're not.
I looked in the mirror today and went, God, you look well. I literally looked into the mirror today and went,
let us all know where you can buy one of them mirrors.
You look fucking great. I looked in the mirror and went, well played me.
Yeah.
But that's kind of hurt my feelings a little bit. Yeah, I've really tried.
Tan. No.
It's just a slight tan.
Yeah, you just left it at home today.
No, it just takes a bit of time for me to get into the zone.
Yeah, you should have picked it up on the...
But I do burn like a peach.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. But look, apart from that, what Pete's been up to, I think, is a little bit more fun. Pete Wicks linked with another lover. Here we go. Who could it be? Because it could literally be anybody. Hannah Elizabeth from Love Island. Mm. What do you say about the rumours? Tell me now. It's been everywhere.
It's not. I mean, it was in one publication.
Yeah. Well, I get the Google alert. I set a Google alert on my phone to Pete Wicks.
Yeah. So Hannah, I've known 12 years before I did any TV and before she did.
Have you had sex?
No, absolutely not.
Have you kissed?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
And it was her birthday. So I was working around the corner and I popped in to
where
see
were you,
her.
Where was birthday. It?
Jimbo Law.
Jimbo Law, okay. Yeah. Interesting.
So I popped in to see her and then suddenly I'm fucking her. So, according to the press... not in real, that doesn't help. But yeah, no, I literally just popped in to see Hannah because it was her birthday and I was around the corner. And that was that. And then a picture was taken, she put me on a story and suddenly it's a new love interest. So anything I do, they just seem to just love to tell everyone that I'm banging someone new every week.
Why do you think it is?
It's because I've got a bad reputation from previous, isn't it? So anyone now, like I can't get away from that. I cannot stand near anyone without someone thinking I'm shagging them. I mean, whilst you were in the jungle, everyone thought I was dishing your bird up.
And everyone else's husbands and wives.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
well, not husbands,
it's literally, but... it's just the same old shite. But yeah, no, but Hannah, yeah, it was her birthday. I love Hannah.
One of these days it's going to be true.
No, some of them in previous years have been true. But now, as you'll know, I keep my actual dating life very, very quiet and no one ever knows. So anyone you ever see me with is not anything.
I know about Pete's dating life though.
I've got to the point now where I just don't fucking care. Like, so when I'm out with, like, I used to try not to even get too close to people that were just friends, but now I don't care because I'm like, well, listen, that's nothing. But then anyone that I actually may be seeing or actually on a date with, I keep very private and no one ever knows about. So, yeah, Hannah's just a really good friend of mine who I've known a long time. Actually, it's quite funny because last time me and Hannah saw each other was in Ibiza 6 years ago, and she was there was loads of nights out that I don't even remember.
Shock.
Yeah, like, mad. We've had some really funny, weird nights out, me and Hannah. But I love her. She's a really good girl. Happy birthday.
She was great on Love Island and I really liked her.
She's just really nice. She's just really, really great. Anyway, right, staying relevant. Sam's staying relevant moment for the week is a big one. It's not just Sam's staying relevant moment. He's sharing it with his partner in crime, Zara. The golden couple of TV. All right, that's what they are now being dubbed. I think they both changed their Instagram bios to the golden couple. I'm not sure. And there's potential talks of a Netflix series called The Golden Couple. This was after they did their Times front cover magazine shoot. You, Zara, Clive.
Yeah, baby. I was wondering whether you'd mentioned the cat.
And the other cat. Talk us through it.
It's fucking brilliant, mate.
It was done at home. It was at home with the Thompson McDermott.
Yeah, 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 yeah. At the gaff. And it was... I don't do photo shoots. You know I don't do photo shoots.
It's like... funny. He doesn't do photo shoots. We have got one hanging up. He has done the front cover for the Times. And me and Sam recently did a photo shoot together. But he doesn't do photo
shoots. Have you noticed, though? It's all this year. Like, I'd never normally
What's
do...
What's changed this year, then, do you think?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is I've never normally done them.
But why do you think people
But what I'm saying is that I'm just not a photo shoot guy. I'm not a very photogenic person.
I don't know, because that's great. And I've actually seen the pictures of me and you from the last one.
I know.
And let me tell you something about that when we talk about it. Roles have been reversed.
Yes, they have.
Because Sam looks like the masculine one and I look like his bitch.
It's amazing. And we can't talk about it yet.
And, no, we can't talk about it. We'll get on to that one another time. But the one with you and Zara, beautiful, lovely.
Yeah, mate, do you know what? It's one of them things where I have one pose. So he literally goes, right, do a couple of things. And I just go...
Yeah, but you say this, you have one pose, and the one that we've done recently happened after the Times one. And I feel like you learnt some new poses on that one.
I did, yeah.
These
pictures, I was with you.
These pictures are different. But the ones with you and Zara, are you happy with them?
Are you not?
I'm asking you, are you happy with them?
Well, I mean, mate, look, at the end of the day, I knew what I was going to get out of it. I am aware that I am a 5 or a 6. In photogenic form...
See, wait.
It doesn't go any above that.
Wait.
No, I know you're going to be like, you're selling yourself down on purpose, but like the point I'm making is I'm not photogenic. We know that, right? Zara is incredibly photogenic. So I was like, I'm just going to let Zara do her thing and she's going to like be the beauty and I'll be the beast. And I'm fine with that. I had a stylist...
You look. I mean, you look great. I mean, you. I don't know how much it took to style you in a blue suit and white top, but you look good.
Cats, you know, that Cats and Meyer did.
I was going to say, I presume the Catsby idea, but it's actually a really nice photo shoot. And the article, which is presumed quite good, I haven't read it, but I presume it's quite good as well. It's a really nice piece. And the Times magazine is a big thing.
It is a big thing. We were told that we would be the cover of it, actually. This is quite good. So I'm on the... I've literally touched down from Australia. So this was obviously in the works like quite a long time ago. And I don't really care about photo shoots. I never normally do them. So I was like, I'm not really bothered either way. And they were like, mate, you should probably do this. It's the Times. It's quite a big thing. Like, you should go and, like, you know, get it done. It's a really good thing to do. Not many people have done it. And I was like, yeah, sure. Okay, cool. And they went, your front cover as well, mate. That's like a big deal. So I was like, fucking sweet. Okay, great. Comes out. And I literally go, right, I'm going to go and get this. It's Luke Littler at the front cover.
Oh, he's fucking brilliant, though.
Oh, I was like, the darts player. I went, what the fuck?
The 17-year-old darts sensation,
Luke
Littler.
We're fucking five pages in. And they've literally not told anyone.
So you're not front cover?
No. They've not told anyone, right? And then just bounced us halfway fucking into the thing. And, like, normally I wouldn't give a shit. I'd be like, mate, I don't care. Like, I never read this anyway. But then I was like, that's a bit... the editor's obviously seen it and gone... Nah.
Well, no, do you know what it is? I think, obviously, this happened whilst you were in the jungle, and they were like, we're going to want Sam and fucking Zara. She's had a big year on Strictly. Sam's done the jungle and all that sort of stuff. Let's get out of there. They should have really made it January, and then you would have been front cover. No one cares anymore.
I know.
By the time I put it out in March, people are like, yeah.
Yeah, no one gives a shit.
So Luke Littler, though, big, like Luke Littler, good. I mean, I would rather read.
Do you know what the headline was? The thing, it was like, Britain's influencer couple.
Oh, is that what it is? Influencer cut. Have you got it?
Can so I have bad.
I have seen the pictures, but I don't remember
anything. I looked at the article and I went, oh no.
It's funny though, because like I said, Sam and I have recently done a photo shoot as well, and we were told we were front cover for that.
Are we not?
I don't think we are now.
No way! Are we not front cover that either? We can't get a fucking front cover.
So that's two front covers that have been taken away from us.
Shut up.
So technically, we've only ever done one front cover each. And they were separate. And currently, despite Sam being king of the jungle, we can't get a front cover to save our lives.
Oh, I didn't know that. They pulled us.
Well, I don't know for sure, and I don't know much of that you can put in, but yeah, from what I've heard, we might not be front cover anymore.
Who is?
I don't know.
So the guy who... Because it's the Times interview, right? So the guy... This is quite funny. So he sits us down, and he used to work for, like, The Guardian. So he sat down, and he's literally like, influencing... And I went, oh no. I was like, I know exactly what this guy thinks of me. Before I've even opened my mouth, this guy has this preconceived idea of what me and Zara are. And I understand why, but like, you wouldn't necessarily go into an interview if they were like, this is the premise, this is how we view you. And so I was like, oh, fucking hell. He literally went, so, you know, you guys are influencers. And I went, well, I'm not really I'm not like one of them, I don't think. I do targeted ads on Insta, but like, I like to think they can go on TV. Like,
did he mean influential?
No, influencer.
Oh, right.
He like PLT, fucking like, you, hey, this is my boohoo man fucking outfit.
Yeah.
And so I literally, the moment he opened his mouth, I went, oh, for fuck's sake. And it's funny though, because he wanted to talk to Zara a lot about, you know, she's done some actually really awesome shit, right? Yeah. So
she's credible.
She's credible. So he literally goes, so Sam, obviously you won the jungle. I was like, yeah, mate, no, I've had a really good time. And he went, yeah, yeah, and you know, make sort of TikToks. And I went, yeah, I'll do. And then he went, so Zara, revenge porn, that's like quite a big thing. Sam, do you watch porn? I was like, oh no, fucking hell. I literally went, I know exactly where this is going. I was like, I'm basically... the dumb to Zara's Tweedledee. And Zara's like talking about all this really big stuff. And he just fired at me out of nowhere. So, do you watch porn, Sam? And I've been silent for about 15 minutes because he has nothing to ask me, obviously, because I haven't really done much. So I was just like, fuck. I looked at Zara and Zara's not even looking at me. And I was just like, I don't know what to say. And so there was like a 5-minute pause. I went, I have. And he starts writing down. I was like, what are you fucking writing there? He's literally written, boyfriend watches porn. And I was like, this is going to be a terrible fucking expose. And it was just like, he was like, yeah, porn's obviously changed a lot. We're talking about porn for ages. And I was like, I don't know what the fuck is going on right now. And it was luckily Zara saved it because she was like, yeah, well, you know, stats and figures. We turned up at the, you know, Pornhub's fucking doorstep and like they didn't answer the door and it became very like, again, very sort of like serious. I had nothing to offer in that entire interview at all.
See, whenever you get, whenever I get asked things by journalists that I don't really like or don't really answer, I just ask them. So I would have gone, do you?
Should have said that.
Because
I sang like a canary. I went, yeah, I do. I have watched porn previously.
No, because then when they get personal about certain things, I was like, do you?
Well, I went in the past.
Yeah, but look, you're putting yourself down there because you have done loads and loads of things.
I just think the Times might be in the wrong outlook, but like you have to have done something of note, like fucking win a darts competition or something like that.
Do you know what's really funny is the tabloids are really going to pick up on that because they listen to the podcast and it's going to be Sam Thompson slams Luke Littler.
No, because I agree with it.
No, you hate him, what?
No, I agree with
you
it.
You think he's a what?
I just think...
He looks how old?
I just think
you're
I was...
so out of order.
I think I was the wrong person to do a Times interview. Is what I'm saying. I just don't think I'm there.
I think you're putting yourself down. Yeah, you're well worth the Times, mate. You can be on the front cover of whatever the fuck you want to be on.
Yeah, one day. No. I had all this stuff lined up as well. I was literally like, I'm going to talk about this, I'm going to talk about that. And it literally went, do you watch porn? And I went, fuck's sake. And he went, you do TikToks. I went, oh, no.
The cats look great, though.
The cats look great. They steal the show.
Yeah, they do. They do. I mean, one of them looks like he's been held hostage, but other than that, looks...
That's Bunny. That's looks, Cedric, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking Clive looks like he's been held hostage.
He's not called fucking Clive. He's called Bunny.
Whatever. Anyway, all right, good. Well, that's good. Times front cover.
Times front cover shoot, yeah.
Is the opposite end of the scale, I feel. However, me and the wonderful Edie enjoyed a special day together. Didn't we?
Right, so Pete has... I'm going to talk about Pete's staying relevant moment because it's a lot more interesting than mine.
I just want to point out before we get this, I know what this story is and Sam did a Times shoot. I worked for Costa.
I have done some work with Costa, actually. Their spiced latte is particularly good, actually. But Pete and video producer Edie... who actually get along really well anyway, to be fair. They always talk about each other's clothes and all this bollocks. They worked together on some content for Kiss FM and Costa Coffee over the weekend. Now, the video involved Pete pretending to be a butler for the day, complete with an outfit and a tiny little hat.
Now, I just want to point out that when I was asked about doing this job, it was effectively in collaboration with Kiss, and a competition winner had... I was going to go and kind of say hello and whatever else and do a bit of funny thing. I didn't know that it was a butler that I was supposed to be for the day. I also wasn't aware of a uniform that I had to wear.
I love it. I love it when Pete doesn't know about uniforms as well. It completely throws him.
It throws me and I don't like it. So when I got there and Edie met me in the reception at this hotel and she says, right, so this is the premise we're doing. Yeah, great, great, great. And obviously we've got an outfit. Sorry, a what? An outfit. So it's a dress like what? A bellboy.
Yes!
And I thought, wow, that's going to be awful. I was then given the outfit. And I do not look like a bellboy. I look like I work in a teppanyaki restaurant. And I said, where did we get this outfit from? Amazon.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, that's where we're going wrong. I had a little hat on and this little black tunic, which, by the way, was, three sizes too small for me, shall we say? The arms were up here. That was kind of the start of
it. Don't sell yourself short, Pete, mate. You're given a room service trolley with a tablecloth, a silver tray of coffee cups, which you actually apparently seem to enjoy pushing around quite a bit. Oh, my Lord. You got the first shot wrong.
No, I didn't.
You did.
No, I didn't.
So in this shot, Pete's meant to walk through these elevator doors.
No. You're reading this wrong. I didn't get it wrong. What happened, it went wrong, but I didn't get it wrong.
Sounds right? Like you got it wrong.
Edie, is this correct? Yes. Right. So what happens was, we're at the top and they wanted a shot of me with this trolley coming out of the elevator. But obviously, you know, they close, don't they? So I'm pressing the button to keep it open while they're trying to get the light in ready for the fucking shot, keeping it open. And then it was going to close and then I was going to open it and it was going to come up. We did it a couple of times and the light wasn't right anyway, blah, blah, blah. So I'm keeping this door open, getting this going. It's then right, well, everything's ready. Right, okay, so I'm going to let the doors close and then I'm going to open them so they come up. I let the doors close. I wasn't quick enough, so I went down. I'm on the 8th floor. I've gone down all the way to ground floor.
And you could just see it going ding, ding, ding,
ding. So I've gone all the way down. I've gone all the way down to ground floor and then it's opened.
Doors have shut on you.
And there's people there at the ground floor and they've gone, oh, I didn't expect that. Going up. I mean, yeah, and I'm dressed like a bellboy with a tray. with a like a thing, and I thought, it actually looks like people are thinking, God, things haven't gone well for him.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It hasn't gone well, is it? I then didn't know what to do because my Edie had my phone as well. So no one could call me. So I didn't know whether I'd just go back up or fucking what do I do? I didn't have a key card either to be able to get to the eighth floor. So I just hoped that they were pressing the button so that I'd go back out to the eighth. And I thought, well, I'm not doing this again because I'm already fucked off now. So what I will do is I'll just stay in character for when it opens on the eighth floor. It did go to another floor first, and I did, and people looked a bit scared because I was supposed to be angry. Then I got to the eighth floor and we carried on. I was very professional.
Well, one of my favourite things, though, is so Edie had the mic, so she could hear the mic, and apparently as the doors are closing, and the lift starts going back down because he hasn't made it out the fucking lift, all she can hear is a really soft, oh no. And then the mic cuts out and she can just see it going ding, 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 down.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad.
Oh, God.
And the door actually really hurt my shoulder. I bruised my shoulder on that door. Yeah, well, I was pissed off.
Oh, it's so funny that I can see that happening. I can see you like literally trying to get it right, it going wrong, and then you'd be like, for fuck's sake, into your mic and people hearing that, and then the radio signal goes.
Well, because on the way down, as it was going down, I was thinking, well, I can't get back up and I don't have a phone. And I just assumed, and thank God you were there, because otherwise I would have assumed that everyone else is stupid and wouldn't know what to do. But I thought, Edie will know just to press the button and I'll go back up, because I know you. I thought, she's not fucking stupid, but sometimes you don't know people and you think, if they don't press the fucking button, then what am I supposed to do? Get out of the bottom and wait, try and call, will they come down and get me? But I thought, Edie will know, if she presses it, I'll just come back up. Thank God you did, because otherwise I could have got out in the fucking lobby and then just been stood in the lobby, it would have been a nightmare.
But Pete, look at us. Flying. Pete's doing jobs for Costa. I've got a time shoot, not front cover, but a time shoot.
I feel like there is a little bit of a dig there.
What do you mean?
I've got a time shoot. Pete's working for Costa.
No, Pete did a really big job.
No, it wasn't a big job, but it was a fun job. We enjoyed it. And the rest of the day, or the rest of the time, I had to be a butler in the room with this lovely lady, Marissa. Who was delightful. She was actually very funny because she was very dry. I perhaps got too involved in it because it was, you know, supposed to be like an...
Took it very seriously.
Yeah, well, I was...
He gets into the role as RP.
At one point, I was saying some fairly sexual things for the role, but obviously I forget that Edie is hearing those things. So there was some grunting, do it to me faster. Faster. Do you like that? That sort of thing. This is the first time I've looked at Edie in the eye since, because it was weird. It was very...
We've made it.
Very weird.
I don't care what anyone says, we fucking made it. Look at us. Look at us. We're doing it, man. We're climbing that ladder one rung at a time.
But yeah, fun was had by all.
Fun was had by all. Look at us, though. We are flying. You know, I did the race course thing.
We need to speak a bit more about this race course thing, because I don't know what your role is with this morning.
But neither do I.
Are you just a mannequin? Because why does everyone else just dress how they want and you are always in a stupid outfit?
What do you mean? I had a suit on.
Yes, but you also had a little jockey cap on.
Me and Josie Gibson, who I did the jungle with, who's a legend.
I also saw a picture of you last night with Chris Hughes.
Chris Hughes, yeah, because he was obviously there ITV racing. He does a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
He looked dapper as ever, to be fair. And I was nervous. I'd never been to a race course before. I'd never done any racing before, in my entire life.
Were racing.
Well, no, I wasn't, but like, I was doing some like bits where we were talking about it. And so I had to like, do you know what I learned? So if anyone asks me about horses, I go, well, I'm going to be honest, I'm a bit worried about the ground, but their form should see them through.
Yeah.
Quite good though, right?
Yeah. And did you have to do anything about, you know, if they win, like how many furlongs they win by and all that stuff?
Well, no, not really, because we were there for a bit of a laugh, to be fair. I had a Guinness.
I love Guinness. It's my favourite.
Well, I had one of them.
Yep.
And I got a little bit pissed, actually, to be fair.
After the Guinness?
Yeah, that was really, because you know I'm a bit...
Have you had Guinness before?
I have, yeah.
But you like Guinness?
I don't mind it. It was all right.
Yeah, but Guinness is nice.
Everyone's having a great time. There was a band. Everyone was on stilts. That was cool. And it was just a really, really fun day. And someone gave me a jockey hat. And that's what I was wearing.
Yeah, you looked an idiot.
No, I didn't. I looked fucking cool.
No, you didn't. You looked like you were back at balling.
Well, if you actually knew anything about your jockeys, mate, you'd know that it was actually the jockey hat of someone who won quite a few times.
Right. Did you mention to everyone that you knew Frankie Dettori?
I did, yeah.
I thought you might.
I was in shock, I was like, yeah.
I know Frankie.
I did.
Yeah. Do you know Frankie Dettori? Yeah, yeah, I know.
Oh, he's got really big hands. Yeah.
Okay.
Bet you wouldn't realise that, though. He's got really strong hands, vice-like grip. When he puts his hand on your shoulder, you're like, fucking hell. Yeah, yeah. And everyone's like, whoa. Yeah, it's the reins. It's the whole the rain stuff. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do you know, Chaz has just come up with a very good...
But all in all, it was really, really fun, to be fair. But I just get really nervous because it was the first time that I was with, like, Josie. And Josie's obviously quite a well-known, you know, she does this. That's her bread and butter.
But you get on well with Josie. Josie's loving it.
Really, really well. It was super fucking fun. I just followed her lead and just had the best time. It was really, really great. I'm going to go racing again.
Okay.
Yeah.
I actually went and had a day for myself this week as well, should have done in the opening conversation. I went and spent a day with some puppies and dogs.
I saw this!
At an RSPCA animal shelter.
Swear you do this to get laid.
No, I do it because I'm an ambassador for them, aren't I?
Yeah,
I love doing it. So I took the bike and turned up there and spent a day with loads of puppies and different dogs and whatnot. But anyway, the puppies that they had there, 9, were all named after England rugby players. And they had a little Joe Marler because he had a little Mohican.
Really?
So I sent it to Joe.
Did you respond?
He did. That's lovely. I was expecting more.
The last time we spoke to Joe Marler, I spat in his beard.
But yeah, anyway, so nice.
Pete's seen puppies, I've been with horses.
Well, it makes me happy because I was in a bad mood at the weekend and last week, so I go into
shock. No way, what?
Yeah, and then it just releases more, what do you call it, serotonin or that bollocks, and it makes me happy.
Do we need to do another dance?
No, because that then makes it worse for me. And then I go back down and then I have to go and see a puppy.
Because I can't stop watching that Beyonce one. We are done on Staying Relevant. What a podcast episode that was. We had so much to talk about, so much to dissect. Pete works for Costa.
Not literally. Anyway, make sure you rate, review, do all of that crap. Follow, subscribe. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat and YouTube. That's the fucker. And you'll be able to watch this one Friday. This one comes out because this is the main episode. I nearly confused myself there. So that's Monday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday. I think you get the point now. I'm even...
Oh, hilarious.
Love the
screeching from Sam. Posted on Tuesday.
Lovely. Keep reviewing how you feel about Sam screeching because he enjoys to read them. And the ones that are bad is what keeps him up at night when he's on holiday.
It really does. It really does. That actually, I think, was actually part of the problem when I had insomnia.
Yeah.
Wouldn't wish
We're waffling
anyone.
Now. Bye.
We know. Don't say that. As always, we love you. Staying Relevant was an Insanity Studios production.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.